This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. Confession. God desires for all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. That means He desires for my loved one to be saved and to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9 NIV. Confession. My God is not willing that my loved one should perish, but that my loved one will come to repentance and receive salvation. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Romans 10:9-10. Confession. I declare that my loved one will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in their heart that God raised Him from the dead, and my loved one will be saved. Salvation is my loved one's inheritance. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. Confession. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. My loved one will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Confession. God loves my loved one so much that He gave Jesus Christ to die for them. My loved one will believe in Jesus Christ and receive eternal life, for Jesus came to save my loved one, not condemn them. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 25:15 NIV. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Acts 16:31. Confession. Because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, me and my household are saved. I declare that my loved one will turn to God, and our family will walk in His ways. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So shall my word be, that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11, ESV. Confession. God's word will not return void, but will accomplish that which it is sent to do and prosper in the thing for which it was sent. The word I speak over my loved one will not come back empty. It is working in their life, bringing them to salvation. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. John 6:44. Confession. God's Spirit is drawing my loved one to Jesus Christ, and on the last day, Jesus will raise my loved one up. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. Jeremiah 24:7. Confession. God has given my loved one a heart to know Him. My loved one will declare Jesus Christ Lord and Savior over their life. My loved one is a child of God. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest." Matthew 9:37-38. Confession. The Lord of the harvest is sending the right people across my loved one's path, people who will speak truth in love and lead them to Jesus. I declare that my loved one will listen and receive the word of God. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Confession. God's steadfast love for my loved one never ceases. His mercies toward my loved one never end. They are new every morning, and God's faithfulness is drawing my loved one to salvation today. Be blessed. MikeandLori.org. 617-3-98-7705.